The Buzz, your global radio network. Oh wow, it's after Christmas time, but I'm still playing that Christmas music. It sounded really good. And now it's time for Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Let's Talk About It, coming to you each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday on Studio W, your global radio network. And now it's time for Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Hey, Miss Penny. Oh, she's having a little technical problem. Your screen is frozen. All right. So while she gets that fixed, folks, we're going to continue along with the music here. Just keep it locked right here on Studio W Buzz. Oh, this is one of my favorite songs. So, Miss Penny. Okay, I can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, there you are.
How you doing?
Doing great. Anyway, just playing some great Christmas music and just waiting for it. Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny.
Hey, did you see how nice the weather was here today?
Yeah, much better. Much better. I'm tired of freezing around here. Anyway, I'm going to step aside and let you, and I'm going to enjoy your show, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello. It's live. Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny at Studio W. We coming live. We have listeners all over the globe that listen to us. You know, I just want to know how your weather was today, because we have a lot of people out right now, like in Buffalo, New York. A lot of people having some really hard times with this weather. We've lost a couple people to the weather. Let us know how your weather is doing, so we can know that you're okay. Like I say, I'm coming live from Studio W. If you don't want to listen to Studio W, Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on your laptop or your computer, you also can download the app on your iPhone. If you have an iPhone, go to your Apple Store and put in studio.w, or you can listen to us on your Android. Go to your Play Store, Studio W. And we also have our website is international. It's studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. If you go to the website, please subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know how you're liking us, how you're liking the radio station, how you're liking Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. And if you want to let your friends and family listen to us, and they're not listening when we're live, you can go to the website, look at the top of the screen, and click on the archive button and choose what you want to listen to or share with your family and friends. Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We're also on LinkedIn, YouTube. Subscribe to the Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny YouTube channel. Facebook, go and join the membership on Facebook. Let's Talk About It. We on Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. You can hear a little bit of us everywhere. Today, I really want to talk about people being judgmental, people judging other people. Why do you judge people before you even get to know them? People will judge you, and they don't even know you. They'll have something negative to say. Why you can't judge people and say something positive about them? You always gotta have that negative. Until you have walked in that person's shoes, you don't know what that person may be going through, the reason they act or they're doing what they're doing. You gotta first walk in somebody's shoes, and you can never, ever walk in another person's shoes. You can never. You can put their shoes on and you still won't walk the way they walk in. Because that person may accept things different and handle things different than you do. Don't mean to judge them. The way, if they look different or they act different, why do we have to judge people? Because you don't know that person's story. How do we narrate and rewrite somebody's their story? Or want them to be the way that you want them to be? You accept people the way they are. Everybody is different. I know a lot of times people are meet, I've seen it. Y'all know Miss Penny always have a story. I've seen people that met people and are seeing them and automatically said that they didn't like them. They automatic. I've had it done to me, and later on, me and the person now became friends. But I've known people that judge people or dislike somebody before they even got to know them. How do you know that that person is not a good-hearted person? Because they're loud? Because they use profanity? Because they dance? Because they dress different? They wear their skirts a little shorter? He may wear his pants sagging? Who am I to judge? That's the word question you should ask yourself. Who am I to judge? Because we all have a story. There's not one person that has a perfect story. Nobody. So why do we judge people? Because they don't live in a nice home? Do that make them a bad person? Because they don't have Coach purses, they don't wear Louis Vuitton's outfit, they don't have a big bank account. Who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? I don't judge people because I might not know you. I don't judge people because I judge people how they treat me. I get to know people. I don't put the bad mouth on people. We always got to think the negative about it. We never want to look at the positive that they have done. If they do something good, you want to look at them for that moment, for that good. And I've heard people say that, who are we to judge other people? We don't have a heaven or a hell to put anyone in. We don't have that. Sometimes I sit down and I think about things that has happened in my life. And I think about, why should I think negative of anybody? Even if they've hurt me or talked bad about me. At that moment, I don't know if they was doing it because maybe at that moment they was going through something. People intend to go through something and you're just the person in the path of what they're going through to release it. You just caught it. That don't make them a bad person. We got a lot of young people out here that is being judged and not given a fair chance to show that they are good people. And I know some people think that, you know, like when you I remember back in the days when you would go into the stores and you'll stand by certain customers and they'll grab their purse and clench onto it. They automatically judge you as being a thief. That you would rob them. They didn't know you. They didn't even try to get to know you. Why should you judge people and you don't know them? Would you want somebody to judge you and they don't know your story? They've never walked in your shoes. Sometimes you have to talk to people to get to know them and to understand why they act the way they act, why they do the things that they do. And I was watching, y'all know I always have a story. I was watching this show on Netflix. The name of the show is I Am a Killer. go listen to some of those people that's in prison. Some of them got life. Some of them got 70 years. Some of them got sitting on death row. Listen to their stories. And there was one particular man that even the lawyers and even the judge that sentenced him said he was born and not given a, he never was given a chance from the day he was born. How his family used to beat him and treat him bad, and everybody called him a bad little boy, and he was, his destiny was to be bad. How he was mistreated, molested as a child. But everybody judged that man and labeled that man as being a bad man. So that's all he knew. Nobody ever got to know him and knew he didn't even know how to read and write good. Maybe if somebody took out the time to get to know him and helped him, he wouldn't have ended up where he's at. And that's where we need to take that label off of people. Because one person can put that word out and then everybody goes with it. Everybody wants to label somebody else. What is your label? Because we all have a story. We've all not been through something. I don't want people to get to know me. Get to know my story. If you ask me, I might tell you. But you have to get to know people and get to know their story before you can judge people. And automatic, if you see somebody on the news, you automatically say they did something wrong. You don't give them a chance. You find them guilty before the court system even say that they are guilty. Who am I to judge? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. Who am I to judge? Why would I label somebody else's child? Why would I put a label on somebody else? You got to understand where people is coming from. You got to understand that you would never walk in that person's shoe. You would never know where that person come from. You would never know the things that they've been through. Because I know when we was growing up, what goes on in the house stayed in the house. You didn't go out and tell what goes on in your house. And that is still today. A lot of households are like that. So you don't know what that person is going through. If you see that little child out there don't have shoes, you're quick to say you don't want your child to play with them because they don't have Jordans on. Or they don't dress or look like your child. You already labeled that child as being bad or something wrong with them. Instead of trying to get to know why that little child don't have on any shoes. Why they're wearing raggedy clothes. Maybe that's all their parents can afford. We gotta stop judging people before we get to know them. Who am I to judge? And I'm going to keep repeating that, listeners, because I want people to understand you can't judge people. Get to know people. And I know with today's world, everybody kind of stays to themselves. You really don't talk to your neighbors like you used to. You really don't invite people to your house like you used to. But there's a different way of getting to know people. Because there's a lot of people out here that is really suffering. A lot of people think that when COVID hit, that all that little extra money we got from the government, excuse me, that people living good. A lot of people didn't get to go back to work. A lot of people did go back to work, had a chance to go back, but didn't go back. So a lot of people is having a hard time right now. That's just like when you see people on the street homeless and they're begging for money. The first thing come out of people's mouth is they're going to buy drugs. Does it matter if you're giving from your heart and you want that person to go get some food or give the money? If you give it from the heart, you gave it for food. If they chose to take it and do something else, that's on them. God gonna bless you for what you did from your heart. You have to understand, you can't judge what other people are worried about, what other people are doing. Peel off the labels off of people. Stop judging people. Ask them to let you walk in their shoes. And you got to start from where they was young. You can't walk in their shoes what they're going through now. Because by now, most of the damage has already been done. You may wear the same size shoes that that person wear. And you may put that shoe on, but you can never go through what they went through. Stop putting labels and judging people. Because somebody is obese, everybody want to say they greedy. That's the word. Oh, all they do is eat. No, you don't know. They could have a thyroid problem. It could be a mental problem. Stop saying things about people, especially negative things. Look at somebody today or tomorrow and think something positive about them. Say something positive. Because everybody wants somebody to say something nice to them. It makes you good when somebody say, hey, how you doing? You look nice today. Instead of sitting in the corner whispering about them and judging the length of their hair or if they got weave in their hair or do he have an education? Do he have a job? Stop judging people. Because you'll be surprised of the education and the things that they know and what they got. They just don't know how to do it, get it right, because they had so many tragedies and traumas in their life that they can't get back up. And y'all know I always have a story. When I was growing up, it was a lady that used to drink a lot in the neighborhood. And I know some of y'all that may be listening that is from my neighborhood may figure out who I'm talking about. But she used to drink a lot. And people used to always say, I've never seen anybody treat her bad. I can say that much. I've never seen anybody treat her bad. But they said that lady used to be a school teacher. They said she used to be a very pretty lady. But nobody put a label on that lady. I never heard anybody say, put a label or judged her. Because I think everybody in the neighborhood knew her story. Why she was drinking the way she did. But I never heard anybody judge her. They always would say that she used to be a pretty lady. Which she wasn't ugly then. But they said she used to be a really pretty lady and she was a school teacher. That's the way people thought back then. People wasn't as bad as they are now. And when people put a label and judge you as a child and as a young adult, you begin to believe those labels and those judgments that they say, those labels that they put on you. You begin to believe that that is you. You can't do no better. You mark that child. You mark that young adult. And that's what they, where they expect me to go rob a bank. They expect me to abuse drugs. They expect this to happen. So then they begin to believe it. They begin to think this is the way their lives are supposed to be. Who are you to judge someone and put a label on somebody? I've had labels put on me, but I pulled them off before they got stuck to me. You're not going to judge me and you don't know what I've been through. I'm going to show you that I'm going to pull this label off and I'm going to be more than what you think I'm going to be. Don't judge me for what I've done in the past. Because you don't know the reason why I was like that in the past. And that's where we get it mixed up at. We intend to like to bring people past to their future. Somebody may like you and say, oh, that person is a really nice person. But then that one person come along and say, but they used to do this right here. They used to do that. Then automatically, the way people think about you change because they haven't put that past that you had in their head. And they're like not realizing that you're the same person that they just said something nice about. They're not realizing that you just put a label on me and you just started judging me over something that happened in my past. And that's why a lot of people that do get out of penitentiary and want to be do good in society and get a job, it's hard for them to get a job because people are already judging them before they even get the application ink wet, dry. They're already judging them, not giving them a chance. Putting that label on them, saying that they still is gonna steal, they still doing selling drugs. You don't know why these people are doing the things that they do. Because you got to get to know people. You really do. You have to get to know them and to understand where they're coming from. Ask them to tell you the size of the shoes they've been wearing. What shoes they have had to step in. What they've been through. Reach out and touch them and have a good conversation with them. If you can't help a person, then why sit down and talk about it? Why sit down if somebody, you heard somebody going to jail. Okay, you'll sit there and talk about them. But are you going to help pay that lawyer? No. Are you going to help testify? No. But that's, you just put a label and want to have something to talk about. And judging them. You are already saying, oh, they finna go to prison. They going to prison. They ain't went to trial yet. But you quick to say that they going to prison. You judging people too much. Stop judging people. Stop labeling people. Stop putting a negative voice on somebody. Sending them negative words. Send some encouraging words, some positive words. I remember back in the days, you don't have it as much as you did when I was growing up. You don't have a lot of teenage pregnancy like they used to. If a girl got pregnant, everybody in the neighborhood didn't want their kids to play, to be around her. Like it was a disease. She was a bad, do you know what happened? Do you really know what happened? But that's one thing I can say. People have stopped that. They have stopped putting that label and judging young ladies. Because they never judged the boys that got the girl pregnant. They never judged them. They never talked negative about them. It was just the girl. But we have to stop judging people. You don't have the right to judge or talk bad about anybody. Because there's not one person that was born in God's world on this earth that is perfect, that has not been through something, that has not had a problem, had an issue, that has walked in their shoes and did not stumble. Because you know, when you go through things, there's a stumble there. It's how you get back up. You can fall down, but it's how you get back up. Even though people are judging you and putting a label on you, after you've stumbled and fell down, it's how you get back up and pull that labor off of you. Now, you can't stop them from judging you, because people are going to judge you regardless. They don't have to know you. People will judge you regardless. Instead of trying to get to know you and to find out what did you stumble on? Why did you stumble? What can they do to help you to get back up and dust yourself off and keep it moving? People are not going to do that. They'll keep judging you. Every little thing you do, they're going to keep that. Because when you judge people, it's like a domino effect, because if one person judge you, they're going to get others to join in to put the bad mouth on you. Is that fair? Because you don't know me. Do you know me? We all have made mistakes in our lives that we wish that we could go back and change. We all have done things that we can say, I wish I hadn't never done that. I should have done it this way, or I should have done it that way. But it's up to us to do better and not worry about what others say about us. Not worry about other people judging us. And it's bad because sometimes people can judge you on a job and you work at a place and they don't even know you. You may get a new supervisor, a new CEO that comes to the job and automatically judge you. They don't even know you because somebody not told them something. They didn't even give you a fair chance. The next thing you know, you getting your paper, your pink slip, because you've been fired and you really don't know why. People do that. They didn't even give you a chance to show that you may be the best worker at the job. Have that ever happened to you? Where you was working on a job and the supervisor came and didn't even know you. And they automatically just disliked you. Or have you ever moved in a neighborhood and people automatically judge you because of the car you drove? Or the friends you hung around? Let us know what you think. This hot scissor conversation may not help you, but it can help a family or a friend, because people need to know. Don't worry about the people judging you or labeling you. You'd be the best person that you can be. Don't let them stick them labels on your body. You be the best person that you could be and let your light shine. Don't let people stop other people, your light from shining. Because they will try. I know there's somebody that's listening that has had people that dislike them before they even really got to know them. They automatically, when they saw you, it's something about her I don't like. It's something about him I don't like. How could you like or dislike them? You don't even know them. There's a lot of people out there that likes to point the finger and judge others. Turn that finger around and point it at yourself sometimes. And see what you're doing wrong. And see how it feels for somebody to judge you. And they don't know you. And somebody to put a label on you. And they don't know you. It's hard. Because sometimes you can't get far in life. If someone is doing something wrong and you're judging them, or they acting a certain way, and people like, oh, they like this or they like that, then maybe somebody should tell them. They may not even realize that they're doing it. They may not even realize it. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. We coming live from Studio W with another hot sizzling one. Who am I to judge? Why do we judge people without getting to know them? You can listen to us on your Apple iPhone. Download the app. Go to your Apple Store and put in studio.w. Or you can listen on your Android. Go to the Play Store and put in Studio W. Or you can just sit back and relax and say, Alexa, play Studio W. Or you can go to the website. The website is international. It's Studio W Buzz, BUZZ.com. That's Studio W Buzz, BUZZ.com. If you go to the website, please subscribe and leave us a comment. And if you want to listen to the shows later, you can go to the archive on the website at the top of the screen. And it say archive. Just click on that button. And we also play comedy, gospel music, R&B, down home music. Studio W be jamming. And if you want to catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, we on LinkedIn. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We on Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. Now let's get back to some of this hot sizzling conversation. I know everybody is getting ready for the New Year's. We got a couple days before January the 1st, 2023. We got a couple more days. Go into the new year with a new attitude, a new perspective on a new triple. Go in with that caring heart. We need that right now. We need people that care. We need people that is non-judgmental to people. Don't judge people. We need people that's gonna, right now we need people that are gonna lend a helping hand when it's needed. Go into the new year as a new person. Change yourself because you can't change others. Only somebody you can change is yourself. Go with knowing that I'm going to be a different person this year. I'm going to be a better person. I'm not going to point fingers at anybody. I'm not going to knock anybody down with my mouth. Because that's the biggest problem. Your mouth is a powerful thing. A lot of people don't realize how powerful your mouth is. Because you can say things to other people and it go with a domino effect. And it hurts others. So let's start this new year off being a better person. Think about maybe why somebody is doing the things they're doing. Maybe why somebody is reacting to something the way they're reacting to it. I was sitting, y'all know I always have a story. I was sitting watching, I was watching one of the TikToks videos and I saw this young lady. She was at work and she was talking to that customer like she was talking to somebody in the streets, very unprofessional, very, a lot of profanity. Like it was, we forgot about that. Customer service, treating people with respect. We're forgetting about that. We're forgetting about people have feelings. People think that they can say things to people and treat people in a way they want to. People have feelings. I may not look like you. I may not dress like you. I may buy my clothes out in Family Dollars, but I still have feelings. We gotta get back to the respect. Each other. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Put the positive words on people, not the negative. Every time you see a person that you don't like, it's always some negative. We gotta get it back, y'all. We hadn't made it there yet, 2023. But if we make it there, we getting another chance, a fresh start. We getting another chance. Cause we've been through a lot this year. 2022, we've been through a lot. We lost a lot of people. COVID came and like a wave, an ocean wave, and just wiped out a lot of people. We're getting a fresh start. So let's not judge people. Find out where them shoes they walking in been. Get to know people before you point the fingers and judge them. Give them a smile. Hi, how are you doing? And it may make somebody's day. Because a lot of people didn't make it to 2023. And I know y'all say, well, you just talked about that. I know. This is serious. We gotta get better. We have to. Because everybody's living in a little bit of fear right now. So everybody is having a little bit of trust, but they're not as trusting as they used to be. Because a little bit of fear is there. Because they don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. That's why a smile or not judging people or treating people with respect goes a long way these days. It went a long way back in the days, but it was like a domino effect. It just, back in the days, it was like it was an automatic thing. Like people just knew to give each other respect. People just knew not to be judgmental of people. People knew not to talk bad about people, which they did, but you didn't hear it like you hear it now. It's like we lost that respect. We lost that caring. We lost that helping. We lost all of that. But back in the days, it was like it was just automatic. It was like it was something that we just automatically did. The way we was raised. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying parents are not raising. Please do not say Miss Penny is saying parents are not raising their kids. They are. There are some that still are raising their kids that way. But there are some that's not. We gotta get it back. And stop judging people. Just because you see somebody getting evicted, don't judge them because they couldn't afford to pay their bill. You don't know what happened. Why they didn't pay their bills. Walk in somebody else's shoes before you judge them. And you can, remember, you can't do it. You can never walk in somebody else's shoes. You may knock on the door and say, hey, can I borrow them? Your blue shoes, and you can fit them. You can actually fit the shoes, but you would never walk in them the way they walked in them. I don't like judging people because I don't like for people to judge me. Get to know me. And whatever somebody done in their past, That's the key word. It was in the past. It's not now. The here and now. That's what counts. The here and now. But we'll bring up somebody's whole life history so other people can judge them. It could be something happened 10 years ago. You'll bring that up so somebody else can judge and dislike this person. Not what they're doing now. Because they love that word. He used to do this. She used to do that. That's the key word. They used to do it. They don't do it anymore. We all can change for the good. So let that person, if they've changed, let that positive stay out there about them. Don't try to throw that negative in on it so people can dislike them or people can judge them or people cannot respect them. But we quick to do that. We quick to put a label on somebody else. Do you ever take time to think about that maybe that person had a hard time in life? Maybe that person don't know. You can't assume they know what is right and wrong. You can't assume. And y'all know I always have a story. I remember when I was in the military, and I remember Sergeant Major told me something to tell the soldiers to do. Have the soldiers to do da 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 da. And I was like, they already know to do that, Sergeant Major. He said, no, no. You can't assume that they know. Don't ever assume that people know something. Because if they get it wrong, then you're going to yell at them or you're going to be upset because you assume they knew how to do it or they knew what to do. You can't assume that they know how to do it. Just like when your parents told you to go wash, clean the kitchen up. I know I was never, nobody never assumed that I knew how to clean up a kitchen. I was taught how to clean the kitchen up. I was taught. I was told, this is what you do. And when my kids came along, I taught them. I showed them the water should be hot and what dishes to wash together. I told them that. I had to show them. So don't judge people all the time. Who are you to judge people? Do you really know that person? You don't know them. So don't judge people. Stop putting a negative on somebody. Every time you always is judging people, they can't do nothing right for you. Don't do that. Show them, if you feel as though that you want them to change that bad, to become a better person, then grab them by the hand and teach them and show them. And there's not anybody on this earth too old to learn. Nobody. You can learn from 1 to 101. But stop judging people. Until you walk in their shoes, have some empathy for them. Have some patience for them. Have some caring for them. Have some love for them. Have a smile for them. Don't sit back and judge people. Don't tear people down. Because it is a domino effect. Because all it takes is one person. For somebody, that one person to judge, and then everybody else that they tell, and the people that they tell, and the people that they tell, is going to judge that person and put a label on them. And they may not even know what they're doing wrong or what they did. Because if it was something in the past, they think it everybody not forgot about it. They've overcome that and became a better person. Don't judge people. Don't point the fingers at people. Because we all have some skeletons in that closet. And you open that door, they all may fall out. Don't judge people. Get to know them. Well, this was a hot, sizzling conversation. This was a conversation that needed to be talked about. And it's something that you could think about to yourself. Why do I judge people? Why am I so quick to point the fingers and put a negative word on people? Why am I always... not why I don't let people get close to me so I can get to know them, because they may be a good person. Why am I like that? It may be some changes that you can make within yourself. So this conversation right here could be had with yourself and your friends. Why do we judge the other group of girls? Why are we clicked up and won't let the other girls in? Why we judge the other guys? Why we don't let them hang out with us? So this is a conversation, a sizzling conversation with sizzling bacon on it that can be had within your group and your family. Why we judge other family members? Because they don't live in a big house. We got a big house. We driving BMWs. They driving Hooties. Why are we like that? Let's bring in the new year with a fresh start. 2023 is right around the corner. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. Remember, we coming live from Studio W. You can listen to us on your iPhone. Download the app to your Apple Store. Go to your Apple Store, Studio.W. Android, go to your Play Store, Studio W. Alexa, Play Studio W. You can go to the website, StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBUZZ.com. If you go there to the website, please subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know how you like the shows. We are in, our website is international. You catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on LinkedIn. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and Spotify, and iTunes. We can be heard in a lot of places. I'm on Studio W Monday, Wednesdays, and Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Just remember, this year is going to be some changes, not only with yourself, but with the world. And we got to go with the changes, and only somebody you can change and to try to do better is yourself. You can't change nobody else. You can only change yourself. And think about what changes you want to make going into the new year. What you want to see yourself doing different this coming year than you did 2022. You can't change nobody else. Am I going to be a positive person? Am I going to be a person that's going to help people? Am I going to be the person that show that I care? Not talk about it. I'm going to be about it. Because people are going to see that change in you. People are going to see that light shine. Because we got so much negative things, so many negative things going on in the world right now. We need to pour a little bit of positive out here. Pour a little bit of caring. Pour a little bit of love. Pour a little bit of happiness. Pour a little bit of joy. We got to pour a little bit more than we did 2022. 2023 it got to get better. But it's going to take all of us. It's not only going to take the politicians, the pastors in the churches. It's going to take a lot of us to make some changes and to do better and to show that we're doing better so that our younger kids and our younger adults can do better. We have got to make changes. Are you willing to make that change? Are you willing to pull out some of that good ingredients that I was talking about? Are you just going to sit on the sideline, point your finger, and judge everybody else? No. Better. Because we only got a couple of days to think about the changes you want to make. 2023 is right around the corner. It's right around the corner. We got to pour a little love out here. Pour a little happiness. And it's You may not believe it. It'll make you feel better. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. If nobody told you today that they love you, remember, Miss Penny love everybody. Y'all have a blessed day.
Miss Penny, you know how I told you a few days ago, I said, every time I hear your show, I said, that's her best show. And you keep raising the bar. Excellent broadcast.
You should be coming in now.
Excellent broadcast. I was sitting here listening to your show with my brother, and he was echoing it was body language, so like he was agreeing with you, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful broadcast. And I hope our audience, and whoever you are, wherever you are around the globe, go to the website, and we've made it easier for you to listen to Ms. Penny. In case you missed the show, you want to hear it again or share it with someone, just go to studiowbuzz.com. Click on archive shows. Please, please, please subscribe. It's free. And you can hear the show again or even share it with a friend. Just an excellent broadcast. Or let's say you have an Apple device, and you want to take us around home, gym, office, or play. Just go to studio.w right there in your Apple App Store. Studio.w. Android, Studio W. Alexa, say, Alexa, play Studio W. The website, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. Hey, good night, everybody. But, oh, when I say good night, I don't mean that we're over, because the show always goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. This is Peter White. I can't wait. This is my favorite song. Oh, so far. Mindy Arbery. By the fire with a glass of wine. I can't wait for Christmas. Snow is falling down.